Page 163. Focus on testing. Using context clues. Conversation 1.
Have you ever heard of Esperanto?
Huh?
Esperanto. It's a language.
Really? I've never heard of it. Where is it spoken?
Lots of places. According to this article, it's actually an artificial language. It was invented in 1887 by a man from Poland.
That's interesting. So who speaks this language now?
Well, it says here that there may be as many as 15 million people who speak Esperanto as a second language.
What does Esperanto mean, anyway? It doesn't sound like Polish.
It's not. The vocabulary of Esperanto comes from lots of different languages. Esperanto means hope in Latin.
Well, I hope I never have to learn it. It's hard enough trying to learn English.
Question 1. What is Esperanto? Question 2. Where did the woman get her information about Esperanto? Question 3. Which of the following is probably true about Esperanto? Conversation 2.
Look, there's a beehive under the roof.
I guess we'd better call an exterminator.
Yeah, you're right. But I really don't want to kill them. Did you know bees can communicate with one another?
Really? How?
They use body language to show where food is, how far away it is, and how much food is available.
No kidding.
Yeah. See that one there? See how she's going around and around in circles, like she's dancing? That means food is nearby. If the food is farther away, the bee points to it with her body. And the faster she dances, the more food is available.
How do you know so much about bees?
I took an entomology class in college. I was a biology major, and I thought it would be interesting to learn something about bugs.
Question 4. Why does the man want to call an exterminator? Question 5. Which information about food is not conveyed by the bee's body language? Question 6. What is entomology? Conversation 3.
Why are you talking to your computer?
I'm not talking to it. I'm giving a dictation.
What do you mean?
It's this great software program. It understands what I'm saying and writes down the words.
Wow. So you don't have to type at all?
No, that's the point. I'm a slow typist, so this program is a lifesaver.
Can I try it?
Well, first you have to train the computer to recognize your voice.
Oh. Why?
Because everybody's pronunciation is different. If it doesn't know your voice, it makes mistakes.
I see. I should get one of these for my computer. I have 3 term papers due this month.
Question 7. Why does the woman use this software program? Question 8. What will the man probably do next? Question 9. What is probably true about this computer program?